I'm thinking like this. Let's go back to that old order thing about some stuff, okay? So the idea is you have the Akira Hanacha, right? The difference of Akira Hanacha, the way we learned, is that the essence of the Malacha Sotzah is Akira. By the way, I want to say that the Yad is not Dalal Dalal. According to Havim, the hand is not really Dalal Dalal. Because you go by the Makom HaKol Tarkula, which is Dalal Dalal, and not Yad. Okay? Fine. But now we have Akira, Akira Hanacha. So Akira is the essence of the Malacha. We're in that world, right? Akira is the essence of the Malacha. It means you're okay from its Makom. The only thing is that, so why do you need a Hanacha? Why do you need a Hanacha altogether then? Right? Because you need a Hanacha on Dalal Dalal. Why? Why didn't Hanachah Dalal Dalal? Because, like, let's say you put it down. Let's say you just put it across the border. Oh, because you say is that until it gets a new makom, or like, yeah, until it gets a new makom, or until it really like comes to real rest, a secure rest, mm-hmm. it's still omed to go back to where it to its real location.
Right.
It lacks in the full akira until you, so to speak, are koveyed in a new place. So you koveyed in a new place. Okay. But not because you have to give it a new din makom, but because functionally, without the new place, it's always ready to go back to where it came from. Ah, but since a yad is functionally exactly the same as dalet al dalet, okay? Functionally, it's exactly the same. It doesn't have a shem makom because the shem makom is borrowed from kaltar akula. But functionally, it's exactly the same as the dalet al dalet because it just has the stability of dalet al dalet. So therefore, if you say the whole essence of the malacha is the akira, and the only thing is that if the object is not stable, it's almost until it really gets a new stability, it's always all made to go back to the old place. So now it could be in a hand also, because the hand has the exact same stability, and the kviyas as a makom dalal al dalet. Now it's true it's not recognized for malachas hotzah in terms of the shem makom, but in terms of the function of completing the break from the original rishos, it will suffice. Because that's a functional idea, is that does it still have a tie functionally to the older shots? Conceptually, would it have the tie? What?
You
say why Hanacha is good? Why Hanacha? It will function like Dalal al Dalal. The other shots of Dalal al Dalal means functionally Yada was like Dalal al Dalal. Functionally, it's the exact same thing as Dalal al Dalal. Functionally. Now, but in Rasha, in Hanacha, in Akira, you don't just need a functional Dalal, you need a Shem Makom. And a Shem Makom is only a makom dalal al dalet. There's a halachic objective din dalal al dalet. That's what's kaveh a shem makom. But in Hanacha, you don't need a shem makom. All you need to do is to complete the akira, which means that you bring the removal of the object reaches like a final destination. And how does it reach final destination? Because now it's fixed in a new location. But not that it has a new shem makom, but that functionally it's ceased its motion and it's stable. So a hand is still functionally exactly the same as a makom dalet al dalet, functionally. Mm-hmm. So and the whole idea is, it's not a halachic component, Hanacha, it's a functional idea that you're completing the Akira by bringing it to a new location. And it's fixed in a location, and it is fixed functionally. But how do you know, but you wouldn't say that it has a real shem makom.
That you're uprooting.
That you're uprooting, right. Yeah, uprooting, it means it has to really have a real shem makom, and you're uprooting it, so Akira's not going to work. So that's why I say it's not intrinsically kedal adal. Kamash malan, no, it really is kedal adal, and therefore both like your
it has a shame.
Right, it has a shame.